Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. December wheat, 894 down 2. May, 913 and a quarter down 6 and a quarter. December wheat in Chicago, 832 and a half down 11 and 3 quarters. May, 858 and a quarter down 12. December corn, 724 and a half down 8 and a quarter. May, 730 and 3 quarters down 8 and a half. July, 727 down 8 and a half. January soybeans, 1460 and 3 quarters down 11 and a half. July, 1434 down 7 and a half. November 13, 1324, and they are down 5. December soybean meal, 446.10 down 440. December soybean oil, 50.53 down 29. December live cattle, 125.67 and a half down 20. January feeders, 149.60 up 82 and a half. December lean hogs, 82.40, and they are up 10.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, follow through to the downside in the corn pit. We have a WASDE report due out tomorrow. Evidently, somebody thinks that report's going to be bearish.
Well, yes, these export sales and even export inspections have been below trade expectations. And ideas, the WASDE numbers are a little high, and ideas are that export side of the equation is going to get nicked pretty good tomorrow, anywhere from 50 to 100 million bushels, until we see some resumption in demand for U.S. corn on the export side of the equation. You know, it's probably going to keep the market a little bit on the defensive. Other than that, as far as any major change, the trade is looking at not until the January report to see some other adjustments take place. But that export number, like you mentioned there, that's going to be the key tomorrow morning at 7:30.
The other number I think that may have some interest is world wheat stock numbers.
Well, you know, world numbers in general, when you look at world wheat, world corn, even the world beans as of March, all those numbers are going to be historically tight and suggest that breaks in here should be supported on pullbacks here as end users come forward to get some coverage on. But when you look at the world numbers, it's, you know, go back 25, 30 years and compare it to what we'll see tomorrow. And I think, you know, the average person would be surprised how tight things are.
The world wheat number is interesting to me because we're looking at support levels in the wheat charts. That's number one. But number two, we got a report out from the United Nations FAO last week that puts world wheat numbers at 163.3 million metric tons, and there is hardly a trade guess that is below 170.
It's tight. You know, it's going to be something the trade will watch tomorrow. You know, everyone has opinion, everyone has a number, but you know, once we see those numbers, we're going to go back and focus, see if there's going to be wheat coming out of the Black Sea region or not, you know, the Russian area, or two, we'll continue to focus on weather. That's going to be the key even here domestically on the weather. I know it's a long time before spring, but, you know, the Western Belt continues to be in dire need of moisture. Wheat's just not going to dormancy. It's just plain dying where it did not receive some moisture to work with after it sprouted and got going there. So wheat's going to be a key grain commodity to watch here this winter and the next spring.
And with no USDA reports to remind us of how terrible it is between now and when it moves out of dormancy in the spring, That's probably going to be pushed into the background, I would think so.
Well, yeah, it's hard to get some news there. You know, the trade's looking for some news, and a lack of news will generate, you know, probably a little bit of profit-taking as we move along. The big thing here over the weekend, even today, is we are receiving maybe a little bit too much moisture in the northern belt. You get in the Dakotas and Minnesota on up into Michigan there, they're going to get hammered quite heavily with their first big measurable amount of snowfall.
So after the dust clears on the WASDE reports tomorrow, what do you anticipate for the balance of the week?
Well, I think we'll go back into a two-sided trade. When you look at the cyclical work, the corn market's in search of a 10-week low. The bean market's in search of an 8-week cycle low here. I think we move lower in the report. We'll see what the numbers are. But I think the market's sort of up and down and through here. Right now we're going through the down as the momentum indicators have generated sell signals. So we're going through a couple of days of some selling interest here to see who steps forward and becomes a buyer. As we approach month end, the volume's going to be a little bit more light. The market could be a little bit more choppy as the traders focus on other issues.
Is there any reason not to think that corn should continue to move sideways between 720, 770 for the foreseeable future?
Well, that's been the trend ever since last September. We've been up in that 775 area. We've been as low as 708 basis the March contract. I foresee that type of rhythm continuing here as we go into first of the year here and see what type of weather we see out of South America.
What else do we need to be watchful for this week? I think that doesn't the Fed's meet this week?
Well, we're going to continue to see the outside market news be a factor here. I doubt Washington gets any type of agreement here until the very last minute on the physical cliff news. I think that's going to continue to be a factor in through here. These outside markets could either spook or give the market confidence either way here over the next few days here as the news wire is going to be watched closely for some reason to push the market up or down.
So if I'm a hedger, do I just sit on my hands?
Well, it depends what type of hedger you are. For the most part, old crops should be pretty well sold up. We're recommending a few replacements, on paper here, get some recovery here into this winter, try to recoup a little bit that way. Most definitely up moves. When you visit with producers, $6 plus is fairly tractable on corn, and 13.5 or higher on beans is fairly tractable. I think you put some price floors in and keep a flexible marketing plan in hand as we move down the road here.
So not too early to look at puts for 13 crop?
No. I mean, it's never too early or too late. I think as a producer that your major one concern would be downside risk. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a whole lot of risk as a producer to the upside. It's to the downside. If you look at the price of machinery and farm ground, your inputs, there's quite a bit of risk if the market would go down.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick: December corn, 723.5, down 9.25. December 13, 630, down 7.75. January soybeans, 1461, down 11.25. November 13, 1325.75, down 3.25. December soybean meal, 446.60, down 390. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.